Gemara and Daf, I'm giving my all things down. A Seba Echem Mivarach. I'm Rabbi Lashon Pass. The Baya Seba. Dafka Pass. He's a Seba. Yayin Le Baya Seba. Dafka Pass is a Seba. Yayin Le Baya Seba. Vyechen Amaf Yayin Nami Baya Seba. So first Lashon has Bachleikas. Dafka Pass needs a Seba. Mashiach Yayin doesn't need it. The second Lashon says even Yayin needs a Seba. What's the Taich? What's the Pshat that Dafka Pass and Yayin need a Seba? So the Sode David is that these are things which have a cheshivas and used to come together bekvias and eat. So being this is a tzura, how they used to have a kvias, so therefore if one would not go ahead and do that, then it would not be a kvias, and therefore it would not be a kvias, and therefore you can't go ahead and be mitzi. So that's the lesson of Rishon. The first lesson, if we know, according to the lesson of Rishon, only something which is normal to go ahead and have a kvias is that tzura, then it needs a seva. And it has passes of cheshivas and they come together different. You need a seva, mashek and yayin not. And second one shows those, and second one that was even yayin. But other things, which is not darker, and a chanami, a person would not need a seva. Second lesson is the opposite. Second lesson is going that the etzem, everything would yes need a kriyas. Just, I can remember, I've learned the past, mahani lay a seva. Only pass, a seva helps, because. Only save hell. So yain lemani a save. Yain a save is not going to help. Why? Because it's not the normal thing to have a kriyas. Yechon says I feel the yain not mine a save. Yechon says even yain a save helps because there's enough for kriyas to be considered a kriyas. We'll be a lachav b'shar dvarim according to the second lashon. A save doesn't help. A save doesn't help. You would not be able to go ahead and be wasting somebody, and a save would not help. Now the shaila is on the tzad that you don't need a seva. The question is, do you need anything or you need nothing on that tzad? So the goyin wants to bring right from the hemshach hasugya. The Gemara says that archim. Gemara says kasha. Going to Rav Lashon Pass by a seva, going to by a seva kasha reisha. What's the generation? What's the sunny Arkham died to the Mecca? Since Arkham died to the Mecca, therefore we have to be going Bracha. So we see, over there we see that Pshat is a sin. There is no Kvias over there. It's died to the Mecca. There is no Kvias. I mean, there is no Kvias, so therefore they can't be with each other. So from the other going brings right, even that's sad that you only need a Sable, Avad you need some level of Kvias. So Avad you're going to have to have it. Died to the Mecca is not going to be good. You're going to have some level of Kvias. And therefore, that's Pshat and the Rishon would say that you have to have yeshiva. The Pshat is that even if you don't have a seva, yeshiva you have to have because you have to have some type of level of kriyas. Now the Smag says that Bizman is a yayin. He says it's not so poshut that you go in and have a kriyas. He says why? What he said of the Lashon was that. Pass the seva also like as darkas. But the Madam says, no, yain is also darker. So the smag, bizman hazeh was not darker to make against a kriyas and yain. That's not the tzura how people do things. Then it's not the derek how people do things. Bizman hazeh, therefore, it's like the smag, that therefore, bizman hazeh, you cannot be moisty somebody, you cannot make a kriyas and yain, and it's nishtan. The Torah, and it's clear, like, this is no. The Gemara says that we'll be yes, we consider the kriyas, and we must speak to be considered another kriyas. Now Teisa has a shayla. Teisa has a kasha. That what's the avdala? Tzarchin ksas me avdala. Shalom avdilim bo'im dim heichan u'pekin zezeh. Yeah, avdala. How are we moisi shalom avdala? Like how we're just standing around. And where's the kriyas? Hach ha'shenu lo yeshvan l'mesubim. There's no yeshiva, there's no seba. It's having the yitza. Teisa says a chiddush. Shem yeshvan mitoich shekribin atzmei k'dei lotzis. K'dei avdala. Since you're kribin atzmei k'dei lotzis k'dei avdala. It's a kriyas. Since we kavei on the mitzvahs havdala, therefore also you can be exceed enough a kriyas for the yayin. But he says the kach no v'toyev l'mavda v'gam shem yishesh v'beis havdala. So it's osnir in the kegeva paitoisim. So about it, would be better if you want to go ahead and sit, because a ma'isa how you've been meeting somebody in the havdala chayra is no kriyas. But he says kavei yisav davis. Once you convey yourself in order to yitzar havdala, that'll be exceed enough. Which the Mechaber in Reish Tzadik Vav brings down that Benegeya, the Mechaber says that Yisoid, that it's better for one to separate Avdala, because it's Yisoga. You have to have a Kfiyas. Huh? Yeah, everyone should sit. Forget it's worse. One person's name wasn't standing. It's like state in the Mechaber. The Ramah brings down the minhag to stand. And the Meshavah's mazber pshan, the minhag to stand is because being that you malav the malka, you malav the melech, therefore it should be done, as covered, it should be done standing. And that's going to be said. But Vada, when you're standing, it has to be in a Nitzurah Kriya. It has to be everyone standing together and not just one here, one there. You know, one person in the kitchen, one person in the dining room. You say that out loud, one person over there. It has to be done in Nitzurah Kriya. It has to be Kaveh Biachar. But the Pshan, the Mechaber is, in order to make the Kriya, because of our Suga, like Tosis says, it's better to sit. The Ramah says, no, being Lava the Malka, therefore, that's the Pshat, why people stand. But Kiddush also is the same for Kuach. Because the Mahalach, the going says to sit down by Kiddush, is because of our Suga. Being that we've seen our sugya in order to have a kviyas, you have to have a kviyas. Therefore, the going brings down in Reish Ayin Aleph that there's a mila for one to sit by kiddush because of that. Because in order to make a kviyas, found the other minig is that also like, since you're being kveh yourself for the mitzvahs kiddush, therefore standing is enough. But even on the tzatzamei stands, it has to be vaita. It has to be vaita in the tzur of kriya, so people are standing on musudar, listening, and otherwise it's chsan, otherwise it's chsan, it's chsan in the case. Yeah, so how do we pask it? Because we have two lashonos, whether dafka passing yain needs a saver or dafka passing yain a saver. So it's Nechakul Rambam and Ravid, where they pass like the Lesson Rishon or the Lesson Achron, and Nechakul Mechab Rambam. Mechab brings down, and they should again with Sef Aleph. Thank you. Kol Perishad Varam Chusmi Pasi Yayin. Mechab says that if all the Perishad Pasi Yayin, so he says, Echa Poites Chaver, Afil Abay Seba. That passing like the Lesson Rishon, the Pasi Yayin needs a Seba, Mashagin Shad Varam, you can pat without a Seba. Miu yeshiva boy, important words. You have to have yeshiva. Why was Makar for that again? The guy says from the Gemara that Arif and Daitel Mecca. Why you have to have a yeshiva? Einach yochlo hitzi chaveri bebrocham can yashvu lach olishes biyachad lemumad. You can't be moitzi your friend unless you're sitting together and not standing. Kvias ksas like upon a vinon. About the kvias ksas, you're going to need. The shaila is, what's my halacha b'di eved if somebody did not do it in the tzur of yeshiva without any kvias? Are you going to be yotzer or not? So, my verse brings down from them that we find that by bracha achreina, b'chav brings down in the hemshich, and daf mem hei, that dafka bracha rishena you can waste your friend, bracha achreina you have to mechalek and do separately. What's used on bracha achreina is different, because being that bracha rishena you're being kaveh yachad, you come to eat together, and bracha achreina you're splitting up. So therefore, bracha achreina, you should not be moitzi each other. Now the halacha is with bracha achreina, b'di'eved, as the Mishnah brings down, yitzrich lechalak, afilu kavi yachad, lehi mahani b'zeh, b'di'eved, kivin lotzeh, it's mabrach, and kivin lotzeh, yotzeh, afilu b'yek b'yaz kalal. Chabar and kivin lotzeh, yigim brings down, that, you know, that's one should not be yotzeh, somebody bracha achreina, but b'di'eved, if you did it, b'di'eved, you're going to be yotzeh. Sifir Gemel, it says that Hechel says the Ma'aseh. If you have Kavanah, the Ma'aseh you're going to be Yotzeh. So the Magen says it's not such a Raya Bracha Chayin to Bracha Rishayna, because guess Bracha Chayin was the case. You're coming together to do Bracha Chayin. You're having Yeshiva, you're having Kriyas. Now Ross, we're saying Bracha Chayin b'chafs something which is a period. Therefore, that's a Shaila. So it's like the Magen, maybe only over there b'diav Yotzeh, because there was a Kriyas, even though the matzav is a matzav ikvias you're splitting, but you work together, you were a yeshiva, and therefore that's why it's going to be the kvias, and therefore you're going to be yotzeh. Mashenkin, we're doing bracha rishayna when in a situation where one did not have a kvias, one person standing, whatever the situation is. So zok man gavram ken zayin v'chal, it's not going to be the kvias, and therefore you're not going to be yotzeh. Then Magen brings down the Rosh, the Rajba, Mashmaisa, the Rosh and Rajba, that the Ma'aseh you would not be yotzeh by bracha rishayna, that if you're doing a tzura where there was no kvias, and the Ma'aseh will not be Yotzeh. What's the Lachal Ma'aseh? Lachal Ma'aseh, Mishavu, Pasa, but the point is very important to realize. In other words, that there are Rishonim who hold you not Yotzeh, you don't have a Kriyas, and therefore you have to make sure when you're being Mitzvah somebody, you have to do it through a Kriyas. And sometimes it happens. Let's say you wash, and it's taking a very long time for people to sit down, or they're just not sitting down, so you just make the Bracha when they're standing up, or as they're coming, or as they're going, or whatever it is. So according to a lot of Rishonim, you're not Yotzeh. saying he did it. One person saying, one person saying it wasn't Tzurukvias, and it's signed in Kvias. Therefore, he's supposed to wait until everyone's sitting down in order to go ahead to be, in order to go ahead to be waiting to sign. So, how are you passing in? The Mechaber holds that what? That pass and yayin need kvias, other things don't need kvias, but about that they're going to need, about that they're still going to need shiva, they need efforts of kvias, but you don't have to have the kvias of a seba. Now, Mishmur points out that it's more in the suga if you could be moisi somebody, you better be moisi somebody in the suga. What's the reason why? There's a ma'ala revam. Find by mitzvahs is a ma'ala revam, ma'ajus malach. So, Zak the Paiskin, the etzim be soy, there's a mila to go ahead to be mitzvah somebody. That's right, Vam. And to me, it seems to be the minig is that you know, by Sudas, everyone go to Chasna. You don't have one person who might say everyone makes work on himself. And so, what's trying to minig what's trying to minig pasher roy mukremish emi sefer kaveri. Come out, shum dava machel. Ach shum negad adin, it's like Mashmur the Chorus negad adin, because the Chorus the fiat din. It should come out that there's hidden mitzvah and Rabbi Ma'ajus Melech and one person we might see. So what's trying this minhag that not everyone's we might see? So Shmur says, Efshem Shinako Bekim, the Skavan Lahitzi, Latis Lahitzi. Shmur says, could be the Pshadadav is that we're not so Bekim in terms of being might see people, being that we're not so Bekim in terms of being might see people, so therefore maybe that's the reason where the minhag came from that we're not might see other people. Shmur Zalman Tshuva says that. Lemaisa, he says that it's very tachin that when people are being moitzi b'chal, they're not yotzi at all. When they're, you know, the kulchav dalet brings down that. It used to be that the shas used to be moitzi people in Shemon Esrei. So, b'zman hazeh, we don't do it because we're not b'kiyim in order to concentrate, and we don't concentrate so well, and people space out. So, the Mugavram says, for example, which is rather being that if somebody is listening and his mind is wandering, appointed Dvar Matelim, to something else, that's a chesar in the middle of listening. And therefore, you're not going to be yotze. So, you know, somebody's been waiting on Kiddush. If you're spacing out, you're not hearing the ikar chalakim of the Kiddush, so then the might say, you're not going to be yotze. You're not going to be yotze because the Obar Shemei Akoina. If you're not Shemei, you're not the Shemei. What's together Shemei Akoina? What's called that a person's listening? How much does the person be concentrating in order for the person to listen? So, the most we've given in the past is that sometimes your wife is talking to you. And she says, like, you're not listening to me? So he said, I can say everything what you said. She says, but you're not listening. So the question is that called listening? And is everything about something else? You hear the words, you can repeat it back. Is that called listening or not? So the face of Lachlan Isaac comes out, Klape Shalom Bayis, you're not Yitza. But Klape Hilchas Brachas, the Shuva Eretz Tzvi brings down that if the words register, the words go in, and you hear the actual words, so therefore, that's considered enough that you heard it, and therefore you're going to be good. So we're going to get Chris Megillah. Chris Megillah remembers all intents after every single word, and every single word is ma'akev. So, you know, Lamaisa, what's the gather? The gather never is. If the placing of the gather, if you're able to point where the chazan's up to, you know, where he's holding, so that's a simon, like it's registering some level, and that's considered that person's yaitza. But the person like mama spaced out, like sometimes like Mokhazash Shas, I get my idea what bracha they're up to, where they are, who they are. And so about that, that's not called that you heard it, and about that, that's not called Shmeikah either. Kriyas Torah also. Kriyas Torah works by through listening. If a person is like just spacing out during Kriyas Torah, doesn't know where they're holding, and totally spaced out, and a person not be yaitza. Person who's Shnei Mikra along with them, so you're holding in the same place as them, then that's going to be considered that yaitza. So therefore, the reason why nowadays we're not much people in brachas is because being that people, the concentration span is getting less by the minute, right? And people space out, people don't listen, so therefore that's another reason why we're not again not to be moist to somebody. Well, according to the Chaber, passing yayin a seba, you need a seba, other things you don't need a seba, you need a shiva. Now, the Chaber points out, based on the Rishonim, l'didon, that we don't have a seba, what's the reason in the first lesson why passing yayin need a seba? It's being that's the tzura how they came together, so therefore, if you don't have that, that's a chasarn. That's not, it's a chasarn in the kriyas. And as a regular eating, you did be yeshiva, pas and yayin, they did be a seba. Bizman is there where they don't do pas and be a seba. What's going to be the halacha? So, Bechai brings down, bizman is there that you don't do a seba, ain't chilik be pas and shazvarim. Because yeshiva feel pas and echem bekulam. Yeshiva alone will be good enough. And shlevi yeshiva shazvarim, nami kalacha barak lansomai. Shloim Shiva, all the things also Kalacha and Rav Latzer. The Fem Chaver says, there's not so much difference between Zayin, everything Yechidi, everything Yechidi Yeshiva, and Bidiyah would be okay. The Shatzi and Sukkot Beis points out that that's Muduk with the Mechaber. However, there is a difference. He says, Pasi, you have to have one table. You don't need a Seba, but you have to have some type of Kfiyas, Shochan Echad, with some level of Kfiyas. If you don't have that some level of Kfiyas and Echnami, then it'll be considered a problem. But Shang Shai Dvaram, you would not need that level of Kfiyas. Huh?
Chasen are in different tables.
That what?
Everyone has their own table.
Sounds like not so pashit. Definitely.
The
question that's enough. Now, Vadet Vidyeved, like we said before, Vidyeved, it's not Ma'akev, Haseva is not Ma'akev, Yeshiva is not Ma'akev, and all these things are not be Ma'akev. The Ramah passes like the Ravid, like the Lashon Sheni. Chol Dram Chus Vasyan Le'Mayin Haseva, but Yeshiva Lidan. That only passing Yain Haseva helps, everything else does not. And as according to Ramah comes out, you should not be Moshe Samei Rachas. The other things the Seva doesn't work, and therefore, you should not be Samei Rachas. So, if it's around the Sugah, if you have already Kvias for like a Sudas Pass, so then like Bemsa Sudat or Migu the Kvayla Pass, you're going to be Kvaya for other things. But in a regular situation, you should not be Moshe Samei Rachas. So, when are you normally Moshe Samei Rachas? What situation? You have Safek Brachas. Which comes a little bit interesting because bad time you'd be Machi Savaiter and so Safek Brachas, right? Mm-hmm. And as according to the Ramah, it doesn't have a Seva. And according to the Magen Rami down the Aris Mishnah, well, that maybe, you know, if you don't have a Kvias, maybe it's not going to. No, it's not true. Well, I was going to say, and we'll see maybe I'm right or wrong, we'll discuss it. It is in the coin to Ramah. Mars is only passing on health Seva, I think don't have a Seva. So what will be the Lacha B'di of it? Yaitza, why saying Yaitza?
Simlacha
what? Yeah, Shmea, I know your place. The question is, do you have the Rishain of the Tain of the Magen Avraham? Magen said, that's us thinking out loud, but it's not true. Magen said, there's no Raya from Bracha Rain to Bracha Rishain, because Bracha Rain in the case was, that's him, you're being Kaveh, just the din is the split. Mashin came, Bracha Rishain is not good. Look at Bidyavi Yaitza, and you're right. Bidyavi Yaitza, I guess you have a Safa Bracha, Bidyavi Yaitza, and now could be Yaitza already. So yeah, chazal is true, but you know it's not so pashut to go ahead to be might see somebody in a bracha. Yeah, so the mice like this: somebody is be might see in a bracha, and once somebody is might see you, you can't go and make a bracha again. It's pashut, right? Now it's you yes in a bracha. So yes, okay, whatever, can you might see him? The guy gets up there and it was on a fruit and he made a shackle. Answers on main and like the shaila is, does he have to take the person's bracha b'di of it?
I
had a mind to be yoitza, but the question is like I'm making you a shliach. You know, the tikkuni, I mean, hechash shliach as we find out.
He didn't have a mind for that bracha.
What?
He didn't have a mind for the bracha.
What do you say?
Shmei Kainah.
So the question is, in a situation where the whole Shmei Kainah is something which would be a B'diavid, I don't really want that. I don't really want to be Yitzhak Eitz. You went and made a shackle. My Yitzhak B'diavid is okay. A more common case. He made a Dhamma on Eitz, right? He didn't know the Bracha, he made a Dhamma on Eitz. It's fine. So then that would be a more common case. So my Yitzhak B'diavid Yitzhak, my Yitzhak rather not be that. The question is it too late? And I can't go ahead and make a proper Bracha. So Shamzam, Shamzam, and Aleph, I think it's Ensof Yud Ches. He's talking about a Sheva Brachas. By a chassid, the person made like shahakal instead of bar piragafen, whether they could go ahead and make bar piragafen or not. So he gets involved. Who's the ker? Is the person making the bracha shliach of chassan akal? Not shliach chassan akal, but shliach chassan akal. Then you can make another bracha because it's kuni. If you're not a shliach, then he goes back and forth. Who's brewed bracha betzim? It is. But according to the gate to us, he says that a person would have a right to go ahead and make the proper bracha. You'd be able to make a proper bracha because I want it to be yotze in the proper hyphen, and the person not mitzvah in the proper hyphen, a person would have a right to go ahead and make another bracha. Now this is a. So because it's a second halacha nice, before we go back to the second halacha, it comes out basically that pass a seva definitely mitzvah el chaveri works. Mikra din, it's better to do it because we're about mitzvah melech. The minig is not to because not so fucking mechavin or spacing out, and therefore it seems like Shara people only do on Shabbos because it's Lacha Mishnah, but the Iker people don't do it. Yayin The Gemara says it's good. It's good. Already there's somebody trying to bring down that nowadays that it can't be Moitzi Yayin. The Ramah brings down Yayin, you could do it. But the Mishra brings down Kamachin, Helalaf, Yayin, Toy, Shabbat, Kalatsami. In the Elam Toy, we're going to call it Yayin. It's, we're not regular Kvala Yayin. If a Yayin bets him as man as I want, should not be Moitzi. He says, Toy, Mimim, Mukoymus, depends on the Kveya, not Kveya. And that's when they get a Yayin. Shar Dvarim, according to Ramah, is Bidiyav. So Bidiyav, you're going to be Yaisa. The Mechaber holds only passing Yayin Nida Seba, which nowadays would be Yeshiva, on Shulchan Echad. All the things don't need it, but Lavada Chili, you need it. Like we brought it back more, or from Dr. Lamaker. Lavada, you're going to need Yeshiva. So for a Sephardi, if you might see somebody, will be the Chachila, if they have Yeshiva. For Ashkenazi, Lamaisa would not be the Chachila. And but Lavada B'diavid, you'd be Yitzin. Abrachachwen, we said that, so you should not be Moitzi when you should not be Moitzi each other. Nervous, the Mishra brings down that there is a minhag mezayin zadi mitzvah in Baruch HaChoreinah, places where the mezals on the Baruch HaChoreinah and they're not going to make a Baruch HaChoreinah, so therefore they go out and you go ahead and your army with someone in Baruch HaChoreinah. Yes, Adeazu, Baruch Koram, Baruch HaChoreinah, you have to make sure to the Koram that he should hear. Saying Shai Chua there. I break kissing and stopping. We should have a kiss in the Paris Kasher. One person had eight passive a kiss in the Paris Kasher. That he's Mavark Kal Shneam. Yachala Haitzi, we should have a kiss in the Bad. That's I have to make Alamicha and also Nyayin. You should have to make Alamicha. Can I be Yitzi, you or not? Because I'm making two Chalakim to the Bracha, only one Chalak to the Bracha. So Shami Davi Hefsik, may if Himsk said Hefsik. So he brings right, every Shami Advaz, Simon Shin Samach Aleph, and Muska Simon Kufchas, why Rai is the boy of Shemiel, the Chamit Shayt Samash Nagelai, the Hilk Samash Mosav Achlatsmi. He says that it's not a problem that I have to be Chavin to be Yitzah, what I want to be Yitzah, and even if you're doing more, it would not be considered a problem, and therefore you could go out and be Yitzah. Shem Zaman is a fascinating truth. Is, let's say you're doing Alamicha, I want to do Yayin. Can I be Yitzah the whole Bracha, and just the add on Yayin? When and the parts, what?
When he says
Alamacha? Yeah, I'll just add in those words when you can do it right now. Which gives about all, just all Shari Kvager, in terms of Bimoitzi and a Chatzi Bracha, but the person can be Moitzi, somebody in a Chatzi Bracha, can I just do a Chirik of it? And Shem Zam is the T is, Lamaisa, that would work, that I could do it. In other words, you could do your part, I could do my part, and Lamaisa, that would, yes, work.
I told him the Lamdas of Shemir
Kaya. What?
I told him the Lamdas of Shemir Kaya.
It doesn't make so much difference whether I'm saying it and I add these words or I'm stoned to your bracha, but you know I'm stoned to your bracha. Like,
I'm
yeah, but could I be moisif? I don't know if it's a steward to be moisif. Yeah. Hey,
are you?
Kiryas will need it. One of the rides they bring, there's a big, maybe it's got 7 time, but one of the rides is by Berkas Amazin. It says that when you be moisif, it says that you have four people, three people, one brings down, hand people. It says it's really more each person did one bracha. The question is why they do half a bracha. That was the shtika mashmas over there. They can't be half a bracha. It could be maybe a pshat is over there is pshat is a person is half a bracha and just can bracha. Therefore, it's no good. If one person making a bracha, just adding on, tinkering a little chalak of it, could be that's going to be bad.
You didn't say a main.
Now,
what? You didn't say a main. I was able to get the first part of the bracha.
What do you mean? Why are you so good?
He's being made for a different bracha. He's not chayv in it. And then the guy is being. From that guy, he's saying he's adding his own
chayv,
but he didn't say me for the
first part. So main bets is not ma'akel. I guess we got main the second part. So base mechayv brings down never up with zecherim. Okay, yoichov ishtayimar does yoitzah feel like yano amen. Mechayv brings down the only yoitzah you have to eat and drink. Why? Because it comes a birchas hanenin. It's a birchas hanenin. If someone doesn't have a na, you don't make a bracha. Therefore, you only yoitzah if you eat and drink with them. And then you yoitzah b'shemiyasan shachamal love feel like yano amen. They only be yoitzah. Biggest anena, biggest mitzvahs. There's bigger mitzvahs than arvus. Being that there's arvus, I can wait to you without doing the mitzvah. I'm saying biggest anena, the only yitzah. If I'm eating, then I get the biggest anena. So the whole shaila by kiddush yom. What is that? Is that biggest mitzvahs or biggest anena? There's biggest mitzvahs I can wait to you without drinking. I'm saying biggest anena. The only way it works is if I'm have ana, And if I don't have another, then I can't go ahead and be, I can't go ahead and be mitzvah. So the shaila is when it comes to kiddushim, what is that? So you do what the brisker of the brisker said, that kiddushim is not a brisker of mitzvahs, it's the biggest anenin. And being that it's the biggest anenin, it's like the brisker of the person has to make sure to be nenin for the kiddush. Tarbach is the biggest anenin. If I make kiddush and I'm mitzvah you and you don't drink from it, so the brisker of is chishas, you're not going to be yitza. Because the whole chefza is the chefza kiddush is to be nena, start your suit with anon drinking. And therefore, it's like the brisker of, if a person doesn't drink, Kubi is not going to be yitza, and therefore the many mahadr to go ahead and drink from kiddush yom. And being as a biggest anan, it'll come out also Kubi there's no harvest. Oh, you said that was a biggest anan, so therefore maybe they're not going to be harvest. Unless the makadish is going to be drinking, then it's going to be a problem. Now, one issue is that if a person goes out and drinks, so you get yourself in the shayla bracha into the bracha shayla we mentioned we had a couple weeks ago, that yayin patashar mashkin, you had it? Yeah, we had it, yeah. Yain Pata Shamashkin, the question is how much yain you have to have in order to Pata Shamashkin. So the maskana of the Berlacha was, the yain only Pata Shamashkin if you have like Molly Logmov, Rebivius. If you just have a tima, then yain is not going to Pata Shamashkin because Kabi has some big fias. So if you just take a tima from Kiddush, you can sell them the shalab of what to do in terms of if now you have a drink, you have a Coke or a coffee, you can sell them the big suffix in terms of whether you're able to go ahead and drink, whether you make a bracha or not. Therefore the place to say the ma'isa is not kedai to machmir v'chum and the brisker rav. You get some ma'isa involved in safar brachas kapa of these. Like if there's herring, then we're good, right? If there's no herring by the kiddush, therefore you're going to run into issues. The ma'isa, most places can say that we hold that no. They get the davar of kiddush is the biggest of mitzvahs, it's not the biggest of nenin. Therefore, no one have to drink and avada is pashut. The ramas is there is iris. I could be ma'isiyu. I can ma'isi somebody, and it does work with iris. Agav, it says that even if there's Arvis, you only should be somebody who's not a Baki. Someone knows how to make the bracha himself, that's not supposed to be made to them. So technically, someone knows how to make Kiddush, that's going to be so they should make a Kiddush, and this shouldn't be Arvis.
What about
Bar-Avam? Who? Bar-Avam. What about
the new Bar-Avam? Doesn't that override?
Override what?
That everybody should make Kiddush, every person should make Kiddush.
Oh, okay. But I'm saying, but if you're just being moitzi somebody, there's no Ravan. You're not being yoitzi mitzvah. Right. You're yoitzi already, and you're not. Okay, then I'm fine. Yeah, if you're not yoitzi, but you have the Ravan, saying, and then you have the Ravan. Fine. Now, in terms of being yoitzi, you have to have the Ravan. In order to be yoitzi, you have to have a couple of things. The one, you have to have kavanah to be yoitzi. Why? Because we pass a mitzvah is kavanah. And in order to be yoitzi mitzvah, a person has to have kavanah. And without kavana, a person is not yitzah. Ben and derais is ben. The rabbanu is we pass mitzvahs kavana. The derais is we pass against ma'akev, and the rabbanu is machlekes and b'diavad. You know, wouldn't be ma'akev. If I'm doing brachas, some brachas halakha, but b'diavad, there wouldn't be ma'akev. But the person has to have kavana. The person being mitzvah has to have kavana, and the person listening has to have kavana in order to go ahead and be mitzvah somebody when he's coming to make the bracha. There's a shulchan aruch rav. A fascinating shulchan aruch rav says that a mitzvah, if you're mitzvah, ain't mitzvah kavana, so yitzah be even here. There's a shulchan aruch rav. I'm about, you know, let's say Sinecha Bura, you're about to take a coffee. The guy next to you makes a shahakal. So you heard his bracha. Heard his bracha, says Yetza. Mitzvah is only Kavana. So if you only Kavana, so therefore it's Yetza.
He didn't have a mind for you.
What do you say? If ain't serves Kavana.
Kavana for the mitzvah, not for it to be Yetza somewhere else.
What do you say?
It's kavanah. You don't have to have kavanah for the mitzvah.
You have to have kavanah. If you just hear the thing, it'll be enough. So it's sfiras ha'imar. You know, the guy next to makes a bracha, the chazan makes a bracha, so you hear the bracha. Once you hear the bracha, this is under abundance, this will be okay, and it'll not be, and therefore you're going to do it. Now the bell does not know like that. The bell does not know like that for two reasons. Find out this is true. Wrap it up. Two reasons. I mean, the main reason is because avala kavanah lehepach works. If you don't want to be yitzah, you're shochan rav, is masking that a person. The grad is masking that kavanah hepach works, and that works. No, so he said min hastam. The mitzvah says a person does not want to be yoitza, and it's like a main kavanah hepach, and therefore not so much chishish for shulchan aruch. So kapanim, in order to be yoitza, you have to have kavanah to be yoitza. You have to hear the bracha mitchila at seifa. You have to hear the whole bracha. I mentioned before, Shem Zalman said if you're spacing out, you don't really hear it. You're not going to be yoitza, and you're supposed to answer amen. Now, when it comes to answering amen, so. Mechav brings an Indian answer. Many yoitza kamein l'shmei kainu. There is a kuvager and the art some rishonim, which I'm aware, that if the mevarach is not chayiv in bracha, and bracha, Kvega brings down that the shmi is not enough. You have to answer me. He says if the chayiv is chayiv in bracha, so it is a bracha automatically. Therefore, if you don't answer me, you're going to be yotze. But if the mevarach is not chayiv in bracha, just in order to wait to you, it's like Kvega is decided to say that it means to be mak in that situation. So Mishra doesn't bring it down, since the whole that you are Yotzi but not Tamein, but first of all, Nizar, in order to make sure the answer Amein, because it's a tzad to say even the night. In the morning you have to answer Amein, it's Chiv answer Amein always. And two, Lameisa could be there's a tzad to say that Lameisa, you would not be Yotzi if you don't answer. It's more than Gemara, Rishi Dada, Kol Bracha Shem Ba'eskar Shem Malchus, and a Bracha. If you don't have Shem Malchus, then it's not going to be considered a Bracha. This is very important. What is the chafs of the bracha? What's going to be ma'akir? If any gets, sometimes you go to Kiddush, and a guy gets up there, he says very slowly, and all things get, and you're like, a couple words. You don't hear everything. And the question is, you have to know which words are ma'akir, which words are ma'akir. You have these guys, they go so slowly, and they get to the bracha, and the question is, what's ma'akir, what's not going to be ma'akir? So, Mishra brings down, Baruch is ma'akir. That's the chafs of the bracha. Ata is not. You have to have Shema Malchus. You have to hear either Hashem or Lekeno. You have to have one of the. You have to have one of the shames. Shvur brings down. Ay Shemin Esrei. There's no Malchus. He says because Bracha Rishena, since it has Malchus, a Kalagul is like Malchus, and everything is like a Samachaveta. How come you have to have part of Hashem or Lekeno? You have to have Malchus. What's considered Malchus? So. The Mechaber says, "I feel like Dilega Tevas Ha'ilam." You have to have Melech Ha'ilam. You have to have Melech Ha'ilam. If you don't have Melech Ha'ilam, that's going to be a chesaron in the shame, in the Malchus Sabai. But Lachem brings something. Evan says, "Not so pasha. This is a suffix. So maybe, maybe in the Ma'isa would not be considered. Maybe Melech will be enough." Travel back and forth. And the Ma'isa Maskana Be Lachem is Yesh Chalak Be Melech Lachem Be Tevas Hamelech. Hamelech is like hey idea. It's that gets a shame malchus. Meshing a melech levai would not be considered a shame. Would not be considered a shame. So therefore, if you have hamelech yisav b'stam melech lemaisa would not be considered shame malchus. Therefore, you have to have melech ha'ilam, and that's going to be ma'akev. And then, obviously, the end of the bracha is also ma'akev, because you don't have the boy priag offer, so you don't have you're missing the whole ikar chilek of the bracha, and therefore, that part definitely would be ma'akev.